This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What we're witnessing across the board, not just here in the United States, is the mainlining of tyranny, the mainlining of naked corruption. They are now all over the news, just standardizing, normalizing, acting like it's completely normal and no big deal, and saying to the public in newspapers and in different pundit debates on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, well, of course the delegates decide who to vote for, not the popular vote. Your vote never counted, silly. We never honor that, even though they always do. Because in the past, a person who was honorable would be chosen there at the precinct level to be sent to the National Convention 150 years ago, 60 years ago, right up to today. You would represent and carry that delegation and that vote. It's a low-tech system. And now they're spinning it. I mean, when we first talked about this 7-8 months ago, people really rolled their eyes. And I knew that they could do it, but I had Republican and Democratic Party till the early and mid-70s. The Democrats changed their rules first. The Republicans changed them similar. It's not quite as openly corrupt, but it's the same thing. And now they're doing it. And I'm sitting there watching it, pinching myself, and so is everybody else. This is a huge wake-up moment because the Republican Party has always been part of the same power elite the last 60 years or so as the Democrats. They're all part of the same club. They fight over power, but they're owned by the same interest. And now they want to go ahead and just blow up the Republican Party and let the Democratic Party completely take over and be the authoritarian main system. And then the Republicans will be a regional party in a few areas of the Midwest and the South. And that's their own political strategist statements. They've been saying that for years. So people say they would blow up the party. They would steal the popular vote. They would do that. They would dare. They want to. That's their plan. It's like asking the fox would go in the hen house and eat a chicken. You mean he'd have the nerve to bite its head off and then drag it out and eat its guts out under a bush? Man, those foxes are just amazing. You know, I saw a Bengal tiger on Discovery Channel actually grab a little deer and eat it. Can you believe it? That's what they do. And we're entering the end game now, the fall of America, the takeover. In Europe, they appoint technocrats now as president of Greece and president of Italy. They got huevos. They're testing to see what we'll put up with. Scotty Neil Hughes, one of the Republican counterbalances to all this, says that, you know, riots won't necessarily be a bad thing if this happens. But here is what senior GOP official Curley Hewlin had to say. Let's play the clip saying we choose the nominee, not the voters. Here it is.
I don't think that's the case once if it would just be understood. We have a problem with the media. Unfortunately, the cable networks are trying to determine.
I don't think this is a problem with the media. I've heard from a lot of voters who say if they feel like their votes got stolen, that they would be very unhappy and very angry. I think you're looking at a different situation. I realize these have been the rules, but the last time these rules were put in place was 1976. It's been a long time since then.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, that's a problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the content. That's the conflict here.
We feel like we live in a democratic society. What you're telling me is it's not a democratic society, and your votes don't necessarily matter because it's a democratic representation. Correct?
No, that's not what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and play the clip in full. But think about that. The media is misrepresenting that the delegates got to go with the vote. It's the media's fault now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the anti-Donald Trump fervor has gone up another level. In Spinal Tap verbiage, it's hit 11. And then I guess it's only going to go higher up from there. If you're a new listener and ever saw that classic comedy piece by the same folks that brought you Best in Show, Spinal Tap, it's basically a comedy piece on a 1970s, 1980s rock and roll band. And they're supposedly making a documentary about them. So it's a mockumentary by the people that pioneered that. And they are sitting there talking to him and saying, why does this amplifier go to 11? Why not just have it be 10, but it's louder? But he goes, no, it's louder because it goes to 11. Do you understand? Because the number's higher, it's louder. So that was why I was being sarcastic. It's kind of like infinity and beyond. By the way, not name dropping. It's just so many times I talk about something, and then I realize, oh, I'm connected to that. Just to show how effective taking action is, they made another mockumentary, Harry Shearer and others that make those mockumentaries, called Teddy Bear's Picnic, making fun of yours truly for sneaking into Bohemian Grove. So it just shows how we have totally and completely invaded popular culture. And then he was in a documentary, a real documentary. What was it for? For HBO, where he admitted that it was a mockumentary based on our infiltration. And he said, I got to hand it to you. You're listening to Alex Jones, you know, over the shortwave at night, and you're sitting there listening to it with your kid, and it's scary. He almost had me for a minute. Oh, I almost had the voice of Mr. Burns on The Simpsons for a minute. Brother, we're going to go into total tyranny if you don't wake up to it. I know 15 years ago when you made that film, it was a joke to say the NSA was spying on us or that there were cancer viruses in the vaccines. It's all admitted. Do you think I want this stuff to be true? I don't want this to be true. I remember it was like 10 years ago. It was in the Associated Press that in a Minnesota city, I forget which one, that they put in special light bulbs, the new high-tech light bulbs, and that they were communicating with the computers with data down power lines through the light bulbs to the computers, and that it had the added backdrop of calming the police because they could run a program on it that was shown to, quote, calm the police. What? Because you can flicker rate and actually manipulate people. That's multi-hundred-year-old technology, you know, the psychologist hypnotizing you with a strobe light or with a swinging coin. That's all manipulation of light in the eyes. They're thousands of times more sophisticated now. And then just the last few months, I saw articles everywhere where they rolled it out. Hey, your light bulbs are going to calm you and make you happy. Hey, they're going to communicate with your computers, your smart home. But nevertheless, they have mainstream news articles making fun of us, saying we're crazy and think that light bulbs are mind controlling us. Or Alex says that the government's making frogs gay. No, what I said was is the runoff of what we're eating and what we're drinking, the glyphosates, the bisphenol A, the estrogen mimickers, the birth control, is so strong that in most reservoirs and runoff creeks and rivers and streams, the numbers vary, but it's between 30 and 80%, depending on where you are in the Western world, of the fish and the amphibians are asexual, bisexual, or sexually sterile or mutated. They're completely jacked. Their answer is to say, Alex Jones thinks the government wants to make frogs gay. The good news is people aren't listening to this bull anymore, and it hit me this morning. I had some old, quote, smart washers and dryers. Because, you know, even though I, quote, know a lot of what's going on and about the trends that they're setting, I'm not a techie when it comes to programming itself, but when it comes to reading the big foundation announcements and reading stuff 15, 16 years ago at big international conventions on the future of tech, what they were saying they would do. So I know what it's delivering. I know how it works. And even though I know all this, 5, 6 years ago, I need some, quote, new washers and dryers. I have these old analog ones I'd had forever. They were getting bad. So buy some new flashy, you know, plastic red ones that are, quote, smart. Didn't really pay attention. Binging, bonging, breaking, screwing up. The chipboard burned out on one. Expensive pieces of junk don't work right. So I finally go around a few weeks ago to different shops. I try to shop at a mom and pop, but I go look at the big showrooms, the big establishment ones. I finally find a place where they've got them made in America. They're analog. I go read the reviews. They're the hottest thing out there. They've got great reviews. And I'm not plugging a sponsor yet. I'm actually not trying to get them as a sponsor. And I go and I buy two of them, and it's totally analog, and it's retro, and it has much better ratings, works better, and it's fantastic. And I was talking to the guy, and I went and looked it up, and sure enough, there's giant movements. I mean, I already knew this, but I just dug into it deeper, of going analog, going old-fashioned. So I went ahead, had one of these smart stoves, couldn't stand. I went ahead, and I'm getting rid of that. I'm going out and getting a Made in America awesome. It's not even analog. It doesn't even have any buttons on it. And then I'm going to get an old-fashioned egg timer. And, again, I went and looked that up, and it's a giant trend. Because I noticed suddenly there's all this analog stuff everywhere. People are subconsciously rebelling against the tyranny systems that they call smart. They just give you a new car, and it's all these thousands of dollars of added cost now, even on a moderately priced new car, $20,000. And it's got all this, quote, you know, smart driving systems and reactive driving. It's the beginning of the takeover of the, quote, smart cars that'll run our lives. But if we just don't buy them and just don't accept them and call for what we want in the market to be retro, but with new technology integrated in, we will govern the future. They want to just have this stuff ubiquitously all come into place, be there. We just kind of wake up in a technocracy, but it's not happening. Because then I started doing hours of research the last few days. I got obsessed with it, and I need to do a special report on it. But I kind of hit this problem point where I got too much data, and then I'm trying to think, where do I start? And it turns out it's in all these trade publications that it's a giant trend completely away from everything smart. And why is it that you move into a new house, not even a new house, but, you know, a house they put new, quote, thermostats in, and it's, oh, it's controlled by your iPhone. Or, oh, your new cable system's controlled by it. And it's a total piece of junk that hackers are able to get into. It doesn't work half the time. It's super hard to use. The interfaces are crud. And people, sure enough, are going back again to basic cable boxes or to basic systems. People are sick of it, and I am too. But I just realized how people get caught in these traps because even I just kind of accepted, oh, yeah, honey, you want some new washers and dryers? Sure. And then you got smart stuff in your house. And it's not smart at all. It's stupid. And it doesn't work. And it's junk. And I'm sick of it. There's the headline. It's not just smart TVs. Your home is full of gadgets that spy on you. How internet gadgets are collecting your personal data through their high-tech devices. That's 2015, London Telegraph, New York Times, you name it. Or you can just go to Infowars.com and read the exact same article from 2005. But boy, when we first told you that there were cameras and microphones hidden in your new TVs and cable boxes, people didn't want to hear it. And again, I'm not bragging about us here. I'm saying we're not conspiracy theorists. We know what we're talking about. And I'm, again, not up on some high horse telling you I'm great and almighty and I make all the right decisions. I turn around every day and just go, I made a terrible decision there. But you know what? I'm going to change it next time I buy new appliances. And then my action is the most powerful thing in the world. Your choice. That's why the globalists under political correctness want to get rid of real choice and limit language. Now, I've digressed, but that's some really good news there, folks, that nothing can stop a free market. That's why they want a managed crony capitalist market, and we've got to counter it. Organic food's an example. 30 years ago, couldn't find it anywhere. Now it's displacing all the garbage. 30 years ago, they'd laugh at you for saying fluoride's bad for you. Now the FDA and EPA say, take it out of everything. It's deadly. We are winning. Glyphosates, people told you 30 years ago, scientists, gross tumors. They said, oh, you're conspiracy theorists. Now they admit it, and they're pulling it out. We're on the march. The globalist empire is on the run. Okay, I'm going to come back with Trump and the open announcement they're going to steal it. And again, that's old news to you, but the new development is that they're admittedly doing it. It's crazy. And we've got so much other over-the-top news. It's just amazing. Trump's getting into it with the Russians a little bit. We're going to break that down. Our story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Roger Stone writing for Infowars.com. How the GOP elite plan to rob Donald Trump. Cleveland, ladies and gentlemen, won't be for the faint of heart. That's coming up as well. But briefly, before I forget, because I always forget, there's a lot of things added to the store that I approve of because I've seen the specs on them. We buy a bunch, get a good price. That's how we fund our operation. It's just selling high-quality products. We're rewriting the whole system for radio and TV. We're being copied a lot now by folks doing direct sales. That's fine. I want talk radio and independent media to survive. The establishment media is too arrogant and dumb to even know how to do this. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. We carry the very best toothbrush system out there that I am just so amazingly proud of. And it's an antimicrobial flossing bristle toothbrush that is unlike anything you've ever seen. Now, I just started using these, even though I approved of them a year ago. About 2 weeks ago, when Tim Frugier, who's in charge of a lot of our purchasing and decisions, said, man, these are the best-selling thing ever, and you've never even promoted them. So I thought, oh, yeah, I proved that like a year ago. I wanted to try it out, but it had rave reviews. It's got colloidal silver embedded in it. I said, let me take one home. Incredible. The whiteness of my teeth, the way the plaque doesn't come back as quick. It just, silver really is magic. And we are now going to give these away free for the first time ever because we got a giant shipment in. When you order a bottle of colloidal silver, 30 parts per million silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site, you will get a silver bullet colloidal silver bottle for $19.95 and get a $5 value on this toothbrush, all for $19.95, just because I am so excited about this toothbrush. I mean, I'm a free marketer. It's a great price. It's going to help your teeth and your gums. It is going to help your children's teeth and gums, your wife, your husband. And then you're going to buy this toothbrush. It's going to wear out. You're going to come and see that we're selling it at a competitive price. We're promoting Liberty, so why shouldn't you buy from us? And you're going to become a repeat customer buying three or four toothbrushes a year from us, or maybe more. See how I operate? Take advantage of the fact that I want to have you as a customer. I'm a free market Americana guy. It's a great deal. Our colloidal silver is the top nationwide selling brand that you get at Whole Foods and other places. We just private label it. And instead of being $24.95, there's a big outbreak or something, they jack it up to $29.95, which is fine. That's what they do. We sell it for $19.95. That is the lowest price for the silver alone. Now a free colloidal silver, high tech. I mean, it's a high quality toothbrush. So we're very, very proud of it. InfoWarsLife.com. Get that today. And separately, we are going to have a probiotic out soon. This will be the very best out there. I mean, we're talking 25 billion in each pill. And there's smaller pills, so it'd be 50 billion organisms in each larger pill. Because we've not compromised so long to develop what is an industry game changer. And I was talking to Buckley, who gets one from his doctor that's super high quality, that's $130 in his prescription. And it doesn't even have to be prescription, but it's just done that way because folks will pay more. And I'm sure it's a great one, but we've looked at the strains. Ours is better. And I was talking to the industry people that are producing this, and they said, listen, the low number is 80 on this. Other folks are selling this similar, something similar for 150 or more. And Buckley's like, absolutely, mine's 130. And I said, we're doing it for 40. That's just how I operate. And I get it. Some people, if you put a big price tag on something, will think it's better and buy it. I will not involve myself in that. And look, it's not bad to mark something up four or five times if you want to. I'm just not going to do it. I want to have the best products at the lowest prices that are really excellent so that you understand that we're all in this together and that you give us more of your business. I want you to feel good when you get the products from us. I want you to absolutely have a knock your socks off. I want you to experience what I've experienced with Supermel Vitality and Anthroplex and X2. I want you to experience it. I want you to see what happens. By the way, then I'm going to get back to the news. I'm not mad at anybody, but it's happened to a couple of my friends and my mother and everybody else. I've seen emails about it. Once I talked about it, the office has all heard about it. The basic liver cleanse is easy. It's Liver Shield in water four or five times a day, 8 ounces, with apple cider vinegar. We don't sell that. You can get it at the store. You want the live probiotic type with 4 to 6, depending on how big you are, oxy powder pills at bedtime for 6 days. On the sixth day, you drink 7 ounces of virgin olive oil before you go to bed, about an hour before, and you take 2 to 3 caplets of pure medical-grade Epsom salts. You just get at the drugstore. You put it in the little caplets. You lay on your right side on your gallbladder and liver for at least an hour before you go to sleep. You wake up in the morning, and almost everyone the next morning, it's like the movie Alien, okay? I mean, it's unbelievable what is in there. No wonder gallbladders are exploding all the time, full of all these stones. That's what feeds out of the liver right into there. It's amazing. And my mom wants to do it, and I was going to do it with her next Monday. And she's like, this is 10 pages long. It's the diet and special bone soups and how to really supercharge it. I can never do that. I can barely do the cleanse, okay? But it'll be my second cleanse. I did one, had a huge effect. Started the second one, got busy with news, and just blew it off. Okay? So we're changing it where there's the basic one and then the advanced, because it's totally discouraging people from the Liver Shield cleanse because it's 10 pages long. And look, if you're a health guru-like group, it is the best liver cleanse out there, okay? Everybody freaks out on all the other big health sites. This is the best liver cleanse, just the basic one. And the big fancy one is just over the top, liver and gallbladder cleanse. But, I mean, I don't have time to spend 10 hours a day doing that. This way, it's very, very easy. Liver Shield is available at InfoWarsLife.com with the Oxy powder and more. We finally got it back in a few weeks ago. Take advantage of it. I hope you'll do the cleanse with us next week. Now, I don't normally even plug in the first hour. Sorry, I've been plugging for 5 minutes. I'm going to shut up now, but I'm just very excited about all of this. And Oxy powder is the product by itself that's the most dramatic. And I don't want to go into details, but it's a higher level of oxygen. It breaks down in the upper and lower intestine, and it dissolves everything, and John Wayne had 40-something pounds reportedly at his autopsy of undigested beef in him. So you can imagine, folks, what the average person. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week, and he wasn't even fat. It was purely what was in him. He plays basketball, coaches basketball, had a college scholarship in basketball. I mean, he's an athlete. And he had a little stomach gone. Gone. Because it was just the guts full of you-know-what. Same thing that Obama's full of and Hillary's full of. And it's in there rotting, ladies and gentlemen. And just the Oxy powder alone will absolutely blow you away, literally. And some people that are backed up go 3-4 days and go into details. Wow, it's our bodies. It's health. It's the gut. It's important. Some people go 3-4 days. They're like, this isn't working. And they're like, oh, my gosh. It's like that Monty Python movie where the guy's eating too much and he's projectile vomiting, except it's the other thing. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I apologize. I'm just so excited about this because it's such a life-changing situation, what we're doing at InfoWarsLife.com, and I praise God, literally, for all the blessings, for all the best breaks, for discovering the best nutraceuticals, for literally just absolutely changing the industry itself. We are just exploding the number of people using the products, and it's really helping InfoWars go to the next level. So the Lord does work in mysterious ways. We had people persecute our sponsors and folks that were nutraceuticals. We lost sponsors. The enemy came against us about 5 years ago. We had infiltration operations. I had to have a whole game change. I just envisioned it. I did it. Everything worked in spades. It was amazing. Just total providence, how every enemy attack just turned into pure doors opening. Just thank God I haven't been put to anything like Job. God has just been so good to me, and I do not deserve any of it. Thank you, God. And I'm being retrospective. I'm going to stop now. The best way for me to cover all this Trump news is just to go to break here in 3 minutes, come back, get wound up, and really get into all this and play all these clips and really go over, because it is so important and it is particularly amazing today. Also, since I'm plugging here, let's talk about our affiliates. If you aren't telling everybody at work and people at red lights and painting your barn with the name of the station and the frequency, or putting newsletters that you print up on your, you know, computer and print out at Kinko's, if you're not, or wherever you do it, if you're not doing that, you're crazy. I'm not mad at you. I get it. We're brought up that we're not supposed to be in the fight, or what's the point? Oh, we're going to lose. Resistance is victory. Now is the time to be aggressive. And if you're listening to local station, spread the word. If you're listening to local station, become a sponsor. Or reach out to sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them, because they're on that station. Or send $100 to the station. You don't know how they're trying to bankrupt talk radio. You don't know how they're targeting talk stations and coming to them and saying, take Alex Jones off and we will spend $500,000 on your station in the next year, a part of this medical group advertising. It turns out it's some Obamacare thing. They have taken me off the air on 4 stations I know of, just with one national medical group who shows up and says, and they go, well, we don't have paid programming. By the time they show, hey, how much you want? Get him off. And I've even had stations call up and go, we had you all for 6 months, now we're taking you back. We took the money, so let us survive now. I don't blame stations that even do that. But let me tell you, they're doing anything they can to shut this off. And it's not just me. They're doing it to anything libertarian, anything patriot, anything conservative, anything that doesn't hate America. and you love freedom. You're just a good person. You're promoting basic freedom. You don't want to shoot cops in the back of the head, then they're shutting you off the radio. You don't want open borders, they're shutting you off the radio. I mean, it's happening. So support our local stations now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get into the move to steal the nomination from Donald Trump. I mean, normally if somebody has a clear majority, then the other delegates basically get behind them. By now, the other Republican candidates would be dropping out. The Republican Party would be saying clearly Trump is the winner, hands down. But that's not happening. Sure, they have the governor of Florida coming out and giving a tacit endorsement of Trump, saying now's the time to get behind him. It's a tepid endorsement, but it's there. And we're seeing people like Newt Gingrich come out and say, look, he's the guy, you're going to destroy the party. But you've got people like Mitch McConnell saying, we'll rather just Hillary get in than Donald Trump. Really? Hillary is better than Donald Trump. Well, it shows the power structure wants to be in power, and they don't want Donald Trump pointing out that we've been sold out to globalism. And so I want to play this clip. Senior GOP official Curly Hewland says, we choose the nominee, not the voters. And this is the biggest example of spin I've seen in a while. where he's like, it's the media, because he knows people don't like the media. So it's the media misrepresenting that the popular vote is what does this. It's always the delegates, and they can vote for who they want. The delegate is sent by the people at the precinct because they pledge to honor the vote. In 74, was it 72, the Democrats changed theirs. In 76, the Republicans changed theirs to basically allow party officials who are, quote, super delegates, who organize the delegates, to then tell them, oh, it's okay if you change your vote. It's like, kid, come here, the playground. It's okay if you use this cocaine. Don't matter what your teacher says. Come on over. It's like, it's all right for you to rob a liquor store. Go in there and point the gun at him and say, give me the money or you're dead. That's what they are doing. And so they just spin it in plain view. It's like, oh, big mega banks are allowed to own the Federal Reserve. Oh, the NSA is allowed to spy on you without warrants now. Oh, we are going to give you forced inoculations even if you don't like it. Oh, your refrigerator actually has a microphone, and the TV's watching and listening, and Samsung, when you turn the TV on, when you first turn on Samsung TVs for 2 years, it tells you in a 10-plus page letter, we posted it, that they can sell the audio and video of what you do in your house to anyone they wish, including third parties. And I told everybody, I said, it's all the major smart TVs, and everybody went and looked, and it was true. And that was just a couple years ago. Drudge linked to our articles that was right out of the brochure and off Samsung's own website promoting it. And they had national news say I was a liar. Remember 4 years ago they said there are no drones watching rural areas in America. We were linked in articles to mainstream local papers. And they came out and said we were a liar. And DrudgeReport.com, Matt Drudge had gone insane. He was linking to Kurt Nemo and Alex Jones and InfoWars. He was insane. And now it's all over the news that they got Pentagon drones everywhere watching the American people. But it was in the news then. And that's just in the announced times that they do it. So we've gone from them saying, oh, we would never not honor the popular vote at the delegate level, to, of course we don't follow. What? Next they'll say, there was never even voting. Conspiracy theorists say you used to vote. We appoint, the parties appoint superdelegates, and they'll be your local lords. They'll wear little gold crowns. Mommy, is it true that babies used to come out of their mommies and they weren't grown in tanks? No, that's a conspiracy theory. It won't even be, because more than half the births in this country are cesarean now, because they're quicker, it makes more money. They will start saying, mark my words, in a generation, that babies never came out of their mommies. Next, they'll say there was never milk either. They'll say it's a conspiracy theory that mommies ever gave milk. And by the way, I'm not being satirical here. Is it true that humans used to mate and then have inception? No. It was always at the local medical center, the eugenic center, where the embryos were created. The state made humans. That's basically where these people are going. Obamacare is free. There are no death penalties. See how they hide it in plain view? It came out 2.5 years ago that they have death lists of do not treat list for political reasons, you name it, of the military. Just like they have in the UK with that National Health Service. And now they admit the VA is the model of Obamacare, where they decide for political reasons, not just that you smoke cigarettes, not just this. No. Now the computer by IBM that ran the Nazi computers. Every time I say that, I get emails saying I'm making it up. Just type in IBM and the Holocaust. It's a fact. It's so well known. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to digress. Thomas Watson founded it. He got the highest award of any Nazi in history. They had to make a special award above the ones Hitler got for him. They ran Nazi Germany on IBM computers, on Hollerith machines. It's a fact. And you know it's true, to quote Sammy Hagar. I don't want to come in next segment with that. It's not my point of view. It's a fact. people sick of it. They had IBM machines in the 30s deciding which poor white and black people and Puerto Ricans in New York to grab, put in white trucks, and take to be sterilized. That's all public. America financed Hitler, gave him everything, set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute with the British crown. The King of England was a Nazi. People say, oh, there he goes, Germans run. No. Nazi Germany was an egg laid by the big dragon, the Anglo-American establishment. And then it used its baby rampaging to get everybody under its wings. Oh, they're so sophisticated. They're hard to beat, aren't they? They're really hard to beat. Let's go to the senior Republican in the RNC, Curly. Where's Mo and Larry? Here he is arrogantly in your face, telling you your vote never existed. It never counted. Let's play it.
I don't think that's the case once if it would just be understood. We have a problem with the media. Unfortunately, the cable networks are trying to determine.
I don't think this is a problem with the media. I've heard from a lot of voters who say if they feel like their votes got stolen, that they would be very unhappy and very angry. I think you're looking at a different situation. I realize these have been the rules, but the last time these rules were put in place was 1976. It's been a long time since then.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, that's a problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the content. That's the conflict here.
We live in a democratic society. What you're telling me is it's not a democratic society, and your votes don't necessarily matter because it's a democratic representation. Correct?
No, that's not what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to say is that we're just one of the political parties. There's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why bother holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
Look, Gary, hold on.
Did you hear that? Let's play the last 10 seconds again, please. Cue that up if you can. Why are we even having primaries? That's good. Why are we even voting? We are a limited democracy, and that you can't have the big, more populous states outvote other states and take their rights. That's why you have two senators per state, and then a portion for your population, you have the number of representatives to the House. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
The political parties, there's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why bother holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
Look, Gary, hold on.
Guys, can you queue up just for TV viewers? I just want to start playing it all the time. Where Toto pulls back the curtain? Or we ought to schmaltz that up and get McBrain to get the HD original and maybe InfoWars eyes it, where we pull back the curtain and, we see what's really going on here. Because they're just hiding it in plain view. Okay, foreign banks own and run the country. Okay, the political parties are now interpreting their rules outside of law to just say your vote doesn't count. Isn't that interesting? And Curly is the leader of the GOP RNC in North Dakota. He's the National Committee Chairman. And he's like, yeah, why do we even vote? Good question. Talk about the curtain getting pulled back. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to another story. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Roger Stone, how the GOP elite planned to steal the election from Trump. You need to read it. It gets into the secret meeting. Meanwhile, we have world order at risk. World leaders are coming out. The Economist magazine, run by the Rothschilds, is coming out. Infowars.com, Rothschild Intel Unit, equates Donald Trump to jihad terror. Yeah, the Economist calls for open borders. The globalists call for open borders. They bring in all these foreigners. They attack us. And then the guy trying to stop it, they blame. You see, it's the attempt to murder logic. People say none of this makes sense. Everything they say is the opposite of reality. They're trying to scramble people's brains. It's meant to not make sense on purpose. but just be a unified wall of propaganda where we all then, under cognitive dissonance and gaslighting, look up those terms. You guys print me the definition of gaslighting. Thank you. Feel like we're the kooks. Feel like we're the bad guys. Speaking of the jihadis, then I'm getting back to the Trump news. Look at this stack. Nigeria mosque bomb, Boko Haram suicide attack. That's Al-Qaeda. Suicide attack kills 22 worshipers. Pope Francis asked nations to open their hearts and their doors to migrants. And this morning I was reading this article and I thought, you know, I'm going to pull up 2 weeks ago where he said Italy should control its borders and that Italy doesn't need hundreds of thousands of more a month of North Africans and Muslims because the cultures aren't compatible. He actually gave a speech on that, but only for Italy. The outer wall of his 200-foot walls at Vatican City. And then before I even searched it, I saw another article from Breitbart. Albania calls in Italian military as migrants scramble to open new Balkans route. They're just, and they admit, jihadis, they've got weapons, they're just pouring across into Albania, Macedonia. And Albania is Muslim. And they don't want these people coming there. I mean, this is crazy. Just 5 illegal immigrants arrested by UK border police, and it shows an image of a big, fat border cop. And this came out under Tony Blair in 97 and 98. It came out years later that they had ordered the cops to stand down and let the illegals jump on the backs of trains and come under the tunnel in the English Channel, the Channel, as it's called over there. Quite a feat of construction. I've been in it. And, yeah, you get to either side. They've had to close it, though, because they let the illegals in on the France side, but they'll just start robbing and stealing and beating people. And so finally they've got to restore order because they even start trying to go after the cops. We've shown those videos here. They don't even know how to behave themselves and just get on the backs of the trains. They're hijacking trucks, cars. I mean, imagine you're there with your family and just 1,000 people just drag you out and steal your car, beat you. Mainstream French news a month ago, quote, declared an emergency on their highways, just robbing, stealing, killing. A couple million people just stumbling around robbing. 80%+ military age men. Why would Hollande and Merkel do this? They're bringing Europe down, folks. This is a takeover. They want them to collapse like Greece, collapse like Brazil, collapse like Mexico, because once it collapses, you're going to be poor. And you'll be so busy trying to get food, you're not going to be uppity anymore. They're ending prosperity, ladies and gentlemen. And all these cops and Border Patrol that follow these illegal orders, they're going to get demoted. They're going to see their pensions taken as well. The vanishing pension that disappears the moment you go to retrieve it. To quote George Carlin. And it just goes on and on. I have stacks of news on this front. Meanwhile, in military news, general says army at high risk in war against China and Russia. AP, the army's top general, says military forces on the ground face a high level of risk in the United States gets into large-scale conflict and a power such as Russia or China. And General Mark Miley goes on in his report to say that we are at one of the highest levels of potential war with China and Russia ever. But don't worry, Obama has a peace prize. That's why he's pushing all these Soros operations, poking China, poking Russia. Now, China is doing some poking of its own. Russia is not. And since I mentioned that, let's go to this short campaign ad. Trump has a staff of folks that I know for a fact inside baseball put out tons of these reports. Tons of these little 15-second, what do they call these 15-second things they've had for a few years on the net that are so popular? It's like a 15-second rant. You're on air, right?
I am now.
Okay, good. So there's video memes and there's vines, but what's the little 15-second ones? They have a name.
I guess it's a vignette.
Vignette or something? The point is, these are real popular. Trump does a whole bunch of them every day. His staff did one that's copied other people. It's an internet meme showing Obama being a wimp on a bicycle and then showing Putin hunting or being tough, you know, being John Wayne style. So now the Russians have come out and said in mainstream Russian news, stop insulting us, stop saying we're dangerous, you know, showing this. That's not what Trump's doing, and Trump didn't even do this. Trump says leave Russia alone, they're not attacking anybody, and he would want to work with Putin. And that he supports Putin taking out ISIS. But his staff puts out a little 15-second deal making fun of Hillary. It's a compliment to Putin that he's tough and she's a wimp. So let's go to the 15-second Trump video. We don't need to be a punchline. Trump, make America great again. And so it's just saying there's foreign governments, there's terrorists, whatever. That's what it's saying. And the Russian news, Kremlin says Trump video demonizes Russia, Sky News. So I hope that, I hope Russia knows what they're doing. I think they do. You know, here's the deal. If Trump came out and bashed Russia, it'd be popular with some Americans and look strong. But he won't do that because Russia's done nothing to us. So that's another good thing that Trump does. But maybe he and Putin ought to get together and act like they hate each other or something so Trump can get elected. But see, I don't play dirty tricks like that, and Trump isn't either. He's taking the high road. He isn't going to do it. So the Russians might be helping Trump in a way they don't even know. All right, we're going to be right back on the other side with more of the open announcement that your vote doesn't count now.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
First of all, I want to say, take the 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
From Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
It's not my opinion, folks. It's a fact, and you know it's true. There's a big evil world government that laid the egg of communism in 1917 publicly, all on record. And they laid the egg of Nazism. They laid the egg of globalism. The CIA is on record putting Mao Zedong in power in 49. They put Fidel Castro in power and he double crossed him. And they are the ones pushing the abortion. They're the ones pushing all the manipulation of our genetic genome. The crimes of the globalists are legion upon legion upon legion. And there's only one way to stop these rats. It's wake up, paradigm shift, and realize the only way out of this is admitting how much trouble we're in. All right, ladies and gentlemen. They are really trying to deceive the public while they dumb the young people down as much as possible. But let's go through some more of these reports. The Republicans come out and say, hey, we don't know why we have primaries. All that matters is the delegates. But what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the votes came first, and then they're for the delegates, and everybody knows that. Oh, but the parties got some rules in place in the 70s, yeah, and the rules are almost exactly the same, and then they happen around the same time, like we got the income tax and got rid of our senators being elected by the state legislatures, and we got the private Federal Reserve the same week in 1913. Magically, all the new appliances and all the new cars the last 10 years have tracker systems in it, and magically they're going to start taxing us and controlling our thermostats. Magically, it all just fell together like evolution, a fine Swiss watch you find in the Sahara Desert that the sand blew together, or down in the water, the microbes got together and formed it. Yeah. And all this tyranny just formed magically. See, now we're not debating is there a world government or not. Now we're debating should we submit to it or not. See, first there wasn't a world government. Now it's here. They're announcing it, and they're like, well, should we arrest people that disagree with it? We've gone from it doesn't exist when they're all announcing it, writing books, setting it up to, oh, yeah, it's here, we're going to arrest you, all over the Western world. And in the third world countries, our leaders of finance, the administrations of dictators, socialists, fascists, oligarchs, you name it, they have death squads and kill the people that disagree with the government. You want to know what our oligarchs want for us? That's it. And that's why I've got a stack of liberal professors and Black Lives Matter and everybody else saying, oh, we're going to go out and we're going to get violent and we're taking people's free speech and we're going to shut down Trump Tower, blah, 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 blah. Now they've even got some Trump supporters going, we'll just fight back. We'll riot. Oh, and the globalists just will sit back and laugh at the whole thing. But it does really beg the question. Ceausescu was a dictator in Romania, and people finally overthrew him. I mean, if they really do start just appointing presidents openly, people do have a right to resist that. That's why they're branding the resistance, though, burning down your own neighborhoods and shooting cops while they pump gas. That's not a revolution that has moral high ground is going to win. It needs to be a restoration of the republic led by state governors and legislatures who meet in open. The feds will probably try to come arrest them or blow it up. It'll have such moral high ground, most of the feds are going to end up joining them. We'll then go into D.C. with special ops and arrest some of the top globalists, have a big public trial for them like Nuremberg, and then you know what happens. You know what happens. Down the neck. That's where it's going, right there. But all legal and lawful. It's going to string you up, globalist. It's going to string you up. I don't have a lust to get you, but it's got to happen. Justice must be done. You're going to get strung up.